Did he have an objective response?
Yeah, so we basically, you know, had some toxicities with regard to hypertension as well.
Had he ever been hypertensive before?
No.
Not on treatment?
But he developed hypertension while on treatment, which we treated. We treated him into his first scan, which showed a tumoral shrinkage. We saw a drop in the alpha-fetoprotein. And essentially, you know, we follow him now. It's relatively early, so it's hard to know, you know, how long this response will last, but a reasonable approach based on the emerging data.
Looks like his AFP went from 10,000 to 200.
Yes.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, you know, from what we see with lenvatinib and others, I mean, so in my experience, and this is just clinical and anecdotal experience, oftentimes with objective response, we do see some decrease in AFP. And this is from clinical data, you know, just in terms of treating patients. When I see objective responses with single agent immunotherapy or with combinatorial approaches, I've often seen a decrease in AFP. And there are some ad hoc analysis of phase 3 data, like lenvatinib, for example, that suggests if you have an AFP response, you might do better. But I will say, as a practicing oncologist, the things that I care about most are, one, how is the patient doing? Are they clinically thriving? Are they improving? Two, what is the scan showing? I'm happy with at least stability or some degree of tumoral shrinkage. I then look at the alpha-fetoprotein. I try to use tumor markers less in the assessment of the disease. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, in terms of his imaging, did he have a partial response?
There was tumoral shrinkage. I did not calculate the degree to which that was, but it looked fairly substantial, yeah.